Ipekechu, if the husband would be a smart man, though, Maisilolu de Shua Diraisa. I have a way that he's going to make his wife swear Shua Diraisa. Rashi says, then it'll be B'Shem, she'll have to use Hashem's name, or B'Kinui, B'Yoiches Sefer, B'Yodah, she has to have a Sefer Torah in him. It's a more common to Geshua. So the husband, he'll give an Eitzah away, the husband, to make his wife swear Midiraisa. What's the case? Yoyivlog Suba B'Yapei Chatzada. Let the husband now pay up his wife like a second time, the money for the Ksuba in front of an Eidechot. Now, the Somach Sada Kamo Asada Basra. He's going to bring together now the first Eidechot that he has that he paid her up once before Ksuba, and he'll bring now the second Eidechot that he paid her up a second time. Umukum lo lahana kamoi binuva. What he's going to say really is, I have now like two Eidim saying, I paid you up Ksuba. Now, the first money that I paid you up, the husband's going to say now, you should know, I paid up a Teres Halvo, I lent you the money. And I have an Eidechot that I lent you the money. And if she's going to say, no, I didn't lend the money at all, she's going to have to swear Midiraisa. Because over there, if the husband is saying that now the first money that I gave you, I'm saying I lent you the money, so she has to pay it back. How does she free herself? And the husband has an Eidechot that he gave her the money. So now she'll have to swear Midiraisa that she didn't take the money. So that's how she's going to have to swear Midiraisa. All right, turn over. Yes, that's what we want to say. To make her swear Midiraisa. And this the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi. He asked him back a kasha. Heich somech sada kamo asada basra. What does the first Eidechot have to do with the second Eidechot? They're not saying the same Eidus. The first Eidechot knows that the husband paid her up the Ksuba a month ago, a year ago. And the second Eidechot knows that the husband paid him up the Ksuba right now. So how could he bring one and one together? You don't have two Eidim on any one payment. So it's not called the husband has two Eidim now on the second payment that he paid up his wife to Ksuba. So if Elo Amarav Shisha B'Reid Ravidi, he says Elamai the Eitzah should be like this. That Yoyiv Lo Ksuba Sabiyape Sadi. I'll tell you like this better. Let the husband now pay up his wife in front of two Eidim. Biyape Sadi. Kama. Biyape Sadi Kama. V'Sada Basra. When he pays up his wife now the second time, let him bring again the first Eidechot and a second Eidechot. So you have now two Eidim seeing that the husband is now paying up his wife to Ksuba. And now the husband will go to Bezlin and complain that he lent his wife $1,000 2 months ago. And he has an Eidechot for that. The Eidechot now will agree that the first time when the husband paid up his wife, it was a loan. And if she's going to say nothing doing, so therefore, the Lacharish is going to have to swear Midiraisa. Because when you have an Eidechot saying, your money, if you want to free yourself, you have to swear Midiraisa. That's the way the husband can make his wife swear Midiraisa. But again, Maskel or Ravash, Ravash has to cash her back. Akati still have a question here. Yechoyla Lameima. She could say, Beis Ksuba Savoy, nothing doing. I collected two Ksubas. You owed me two Ksubas. When we got married, there were two Ksubas written up. Like here also, the first Eidechot, he knows that the husband paid her up a Teres Ksuba. And the second Eidim are saying she was paid up a Teres Ksuba. So true, if there's only one Ksuba, it has to be that one payment was a loan. But maybe she'll wake up and be smart to say, no, both payments were for the two Ksubas. I received two Ksubas. So again, she won't have to swear Midiraisa. So Mar Zeh like this, Elu Amar Rav Ashi, Hu D'Moydilhu, the only Eitzer is for the husband to tell the Eidim like this. So Drashi, the Moidlu L'Sadi Kama, Ubasra, let the husband notify the first two Eidim. Lefnei Purayin Hasheni, before he's paying up the second time. And tell him the exact story. That the husband is saying, really there's only one Ksuba here. And really I paid up my wife the Ksuba already. Just, she's being Kaifer, so I'm going to have to pay her up a second time. But I want to do something to make her swear Midiraisa. So if they tell this to the Eidim at the beginning, the Eidim know now when he pays the second time, there's no payment for two Ksubas. So therefore, what was one payment? It had to be B'Teres Halvor. So if the Eidechot agrees and knows now that the husband is only giving one for the Ksuba and the other one was a loan, so she's going to have to swear now that she did not receive the loan. And since there's an Eidechot that she did receive the money, she's going to have to swear Midiraisa. So kids, so this is the way to get your wife to have to swear Midiraisa. Then the Mishnah says, anytime somebody comes to collect money from the Mishabodim, in a case where you lend somebody money and that person sold his property and now has nothing left, so when you go to collect, you go to those people that bought the property. So when you take the property back from them, the Mishnah says you have to swear first that you did not collect any money up until now. Tanan Nasim, learned the Mishnah in Shavuos, that V'chein ha-Yisoymim, even Yisoymim orphans, when they come to collect money, La'yifurel v'shavua, when they come to collect money, they have to swear first that they weren't paid up yet. For the Gemara Miman, who are they collecting money now that they have to swear also? Ilay Miloiva, that they're going to collect money. There's the father lent money to somebody, and now the children are coming to collect that loan. So the Gemara says, Hashta vi in shakob leshrua. Madich, the father would be alive. There's a shtar here, most probably. So the father would be alive. The father, the Malva, has the shtar that this person owes the money. He would collect the money without swearing. V'yinu b'shvua. So why should the kids now, why should the Yoshim have to swear? Why are the kids worse than the father? The Yoshim also have this shtar now that this person owes the father the money. So why should they have to swear? El Ochikom, this is what the Mishnah over there means in Shavuos. Ve'chein ha'yisoymin min ha'yisoymin. If let's say the Loiva, he also died. In other words, the Malva and the Loiva, both of them died. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and both of them died. So now the children of Shimon the children of Reuven is coming to collect $1,000 from the children of Shimon. That's called Yisoymim Min HaYisoymim. In such a case, the Lacher is LaYifrela B'Shua. That still they have to swear before they collect the money. Even though they're Yisoymim, still they have to swear. Now, Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Yehuda, Lashonu, this was only learned at Lashamru Yisoymim. Elishamru Yisoymim, Yisoymim are saying that Amar Lanu Abba, our father, the Lever is saying, our father told us, Lavisi, that's true, I borrowed money from that person, but Operati, I also paid him back. So then, the Yisoymim now have to swear before they collect the money. Avol Omru, let's say, the Yisoymim, the Lever's Yisoymim, the one that borrowed the money, telling us over, that Omalonu Abba, our father told us, that Lo Lavisi, that I never borrowed the money in the first place, then the Lachri is Af Mishua La Yifro. That these Yoshim now that are coming to collect the money with the shtar, that they have a shtar saying their father lent the other person's father money, they can't collect even with the shvua. That's what he wants to say. So this Gemara says, why? What kind of shtar is this? There's a shtar here. The Yisrael have a shtar, they have a shtar from the father that their father lent this other person money. So then why can't they collect money from that person? Even though that person died, they should collect, they should be able to collect from his children. Mask of love, Rava. Rabbi has a question, other Rabbi, just the opposite it should be. The case is that if the kids say over that their father says that the father did not borrow the money, then it is as if the father for sure say he did not pay up. So therefore, since we have a shtar here, so since the Yisrael have a shtar showing that their father did lend him the money, and then the other father is saying, I never paid up, so for sure they should be able to collect the money. The only reason why you have to swear is because maybe it was paid up already. But if that person says, Lo Lavisi, I never borrowed the money, the klal is when somebody says, Lo Lavisi, I didn't borrow the money, it's as if he's saying, also, I never paid it up. Because if you paid up, you should have said better, you paid up. By saying you didn't borrow the money, you're also saying you didn't pay it up. So if we have a shtar here that someone did lend you the money, then you have a right to collect without a shvua. So how could you say you have to swear? Or how could you say you don't need to collect with a shvua? It should be just the opposite. You collect without a shvua even. Ella, so it should be like, but it should be, Ella should be, rather, it should be like this. Ella Yitma, if it was learned, Toch Yitma, this is the way it should be learned. That Amar Rab Zrika, Amar Rab Yehuda, Loishanu, when was this learned that Yisoyim have to swear, Ella Shamru Yisoyimim, that the Yisoyim, the children of the Leiva say, Amalonu Abba, that our father told us, Lovisi Prati, that our father agrees that he borrowed the money, but our father told us also that he paid up. So since our father says he paid up, even though you have a shtar now saying that he owes you the money, you're going to have to swear before you could collect that money. But let's say the Yisoymim of the Leiva say, that our father, the Leiva, told us, that he never borrowed the money in the first place. So now, since the other children have a shtar that their father did lend him the money, so therefore the klal is nefroyim shlei b'shvua. The kids don't have a right to collect the money even without swearing for it. Why? Shekoloi melalavisi. Whoever says I did not borrow money, and we have a shtar now that you did borrow the money, it's as if you're agreeing and admitting, koi melei parati dami. You're telling us for sure that you did not pay up, because since you're saying you did not lend the money, that's for sure admitting that you did not pay it up. So true, you're saying you didn't lend, but we don't believe you, because we have a shtar here, a edim, that are saying you did lend the money. So therefore the lachr is, we have a right to collect from you, even without swearing. But then the Mishnah says in other cases, when the frash lay before of letifre lebishvua. In the case where a person skips town, and the malva now comes and wants to collect his money, so Bezdin goes down to his property and collects without him. So in such a case, the malva has to swear. Omer Rabacha Sarabira. It happened a case once in front of Yitzchok Be'antuchio. The Yomer, he said like this, the din of the Mishnah, that if the husband skips town, we collect money from him, it's only by an Isha. The case where the husband gave his wife a get, and she wants to collect the Ksuba now. Mishun China. So far always, we always want the ladies to be happy about collecting the Ksuba, that they'll be happy to get married in the first place, so we always make it easy for them to collect the Ksuba. Therefore, in a case where the husband will skip town, the rabbanan go down to his property to pay her up. But in a case where somebody borrowed money, and then the guy skipped town, and the malva now wants to come and collect his money, Bezdin will not go down to collect for him when the person is not here. That's what Reb Yitzchak wanted to say. For Rava, Omer Rav Nachman says no, that afilo bal chayv, even in the case of bal chayv, where you borrowed money, and you want to collect, and the guy skipped town, we also give without him. We don't want people to start borrowing money for hoylech v'yashim dinas hayom and a skip town and a feel he doesn't have to pay back the money anymore. We have to know that if they love it, and if that's going to happen, people will stop lending money. People will be afraid they'll never get their money back. So therefore, the rabbanan made a takana that if the guy skips town without paying back, Bezdin has the right to go down to his property and take away the money to pay up the malta. Then the end of the Mishnah says that Reb Shimon Omer calls the Masha to ask the Ksuba. When does the Isha have to swear? Only if she's collecting her Ksuba, the widow. But if she's not collecting her Ksuba, she does not have to swear. This Gemara says, Reb Shimon Ahai, what type of Yeshua is Reb Shimon talking about? So Omer Reb Yirmiyo Aho, it's going on this case. V'nifrash lo b'fonov, lo tifre lo b'shvua. Then a case where the person is not there, and we take the money away from him, it's only if you swear first. So Lashonu Limzaini, Lashonu Luxuba. There's no difference whether the Isha is coming to collect her Mazinus, or whether she's coming to collect her Ksuba, she has to swear. For Yosef, if Shimon Lamei, if Shimon comes and tells us no, calls the Mancha Tavas Ksubosa, Yosha Mashbinoisa. If the case is that she's coming to collect her Ksuba, then the Yosha have right to make her swear. But ain't the Tavas Ksubosa, in the case where she's not coming to collect the Ksuba, then I tell you, ain't Yosha Mashbinoisa. The Yoshim don't have a right to make a swear. Ukamifla gave a plukta de chona no b'nei kanim gedolim. This is the machlokes by chona b'nei kanim gedolim. This none. Mishogum dinas hayom. If somebody skipped town. V'yishto tavas mezoinis. And the wife wants to say she needs mezoinis. It's chona no ma tishba b'soif. La tishba b'tchila. She swears at the end and not at the beginning.
Shrashi says that means b'soif means at the end if she ever gets a get. And she wants to collect a ksuba, then she has to swear. But at the beginning, when she wants to get her mezoinus, for a mezoinus, the wife does not have to swear. And this the Gemara says, Nechlu Kuala b'nei Kanim Gedolim, the Kanim Gedolim argued, the Yomer, they say, Tishpa b'tchilu b'saif, that she even has to swear at the beginning when she wants to collect her mezoinus, also she has to swear that she did not receive any money yet. So therefore, Reb Shimon says, Kechanan, that an Isha only has to swear when she wants to collect her ksub at the end. But at the beginning, if she wants to get her mezoinus, she does not have to swear. And I tell you, Rabbonin, the Tanakhana of our Mishnahs, Ki b'nei kahanim gedolim, they hold like the b'nei kahanim gedolim, they say no, the Isha has to swear, even if she wants to collect only her mezainis. Not only for the ksuba, even for the mezainis also. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold in daf peches, just last Gemara again, daf peches, some aleph on the bottom. Again, the Mishnah of Shimon Omer calls the man she tavas ksubasa. Shimon says the Yorshim could only make her swear when she's asking for a ksuba. So Mora says Reb Shimon Ahai. On which case is Reb Shimon going on? Some Reb Yirmiyah first wanted to say aho goes on this halacha that v'nifrash lebefonav. It says certain times Bezdin collects money even though the person is not there. So in such a case, letifre l'beshua, you only collect the money with a shavua. You have to first swear that you were not paid up yet. So now Tanakama holds loishno l'mezoni. There's no difference whether the wife is coming to ask for mezonis. In other words, the husband left without leaving her over money. So she wants mezonis now. For loishno l'ksuba, whether she received the get, and now she wants to collect the ksuba, that before we collect from her for her, she has to swear. For Yosef Rabbi Shimon Lameir, Rabbi Shimon says, don't know that kol zman shetvas ksuba si yosher mashbin oisa. If she's coming to collect the ksuba, that's the din when the yosher make her swear first. But